Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday night, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Tom Thibodeau once again took the high road this morning when asked if he had any hard feelings towards the Bulls organization following his firing of 2 years ago. Thibodeau is now completely in control up in Minnesota, but he definitely took time this morning to take a stroll down memory lane, and he went back to when he was first hired and his very first team.
The start that first year was such a remarkable year, and it was all the guys. The team was such a deep team, and then for Derek to have that type of season, and then Joakim growing, Jimmy growing, Luau growing, Taj, Kyle Korver, Osick, you know, it was an unbelievable group of guys. I had great fortune to be coaching those guys. And, you know, in the organization, like, they gave me an opportunity. So, you know, I'll always be grateful for that.
And the guess here is that he will get a nice ovation over at the UC tonight. As for the Bulls, it will be a game-time decision on Rajon Rondo, who aggravated a sprained ankle in practice yesterday. Speaking of injuries, and Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook are hoping theirs are in the rearview mirrors, as both will play tonight for the Blackhawks in New York against the Rangers. And one pro football note, the Miami Dolphins are signing quarterback T.J. Yates. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai sales event going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score and Chicago Sports Station, home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Tours at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's clear from very early on that John Fox owns the young man, doesn't he? Ryan Pace, I don't know if he ever really had a chance, but it's too...
It's too foxy up there.
Yeah, yep. It is. And I mean, you're not going to own Bill Polian. Even if he's just in that capacity, I think he deserves a listen, if that's indeed what follows all this. And I think even John Fox would agree with that without trying to assert his manhood.
Oh, wait a minute, son, you sit in the corner, let me do this.
Okay, well, they're awful and not all that entertaining. It shows you about the NFL when they're as close as they are most Sundays, doesn't it?
How hard it is to be awful.
Boars at Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Zach Miller.
We understand the game we're playing, but you're talking about the situations where it's blatant, unnecessary, away from the play. I earned everything that I got up to this point, and I put in so much work, and then just to have it taken away on something that was just, I don't want to say meaningless, but it's something that's so routine. Say we're in the game and you see me, I got to cut back across the formation on a run play and cut a defensive end. Every time I get up, you'll see me go talk to that DN to see if he's okay. Like, you good? Because I hate doing that, but I want to make sure that they know that I care about their well-being as we carry on through this competition.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Terry Boars.
Yeah, I don't know what beaver you're feeding.
Dan Bernstein.
You passed out, dude. Now you got a penis in your forehead.
I've got to work.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Exactly. Yesterday, 205 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We get a chance on Boars and Bernstein to visit with one of our favorite guys for a little bit.
You should be following Jim Suhan on Twitter at Suhan, STRIB. That is for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And he joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Terry. I just heard from sources that you might be retiring soon.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Well. Good. I have confirmation. I'm going to go with it. No. Hey. I will miss you. I love your guys' show, and I appreciate you having me on so regularly. And I hope you enjoy retirement.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. I hope to as well. And how's the Tom Thibodeau experience treating you thus far, Jim?
Well, it's been horrible. I thought he'd be a very difficult character. And I thought the team would be good. And I was dead wrong on both counts. He's been great. You know, I covered him at the Olympics. He was very good to me. He's been a pleasant guy to be around. And his team is terrible. It's awful. It's impossible to watch. I did not expect this.
I just can't imagine what it does to him. If it eats at a fan or an observer, it is his very existence. It is his essence. You know, this is a guy who doesn't really do the whole home life thing and go to watch his kids' games. He's not, you know, building a ship in a bottle or listening to classical music. His life is his team's ability to defend pick and roll. And when they can't do it, it's almost like he fights his own earthly existence.
That is a good way to put it. And that has been fascinating, too, because on the court, he is a madman. He is screaming. And I kind of understand why a defensive coach would scream out instructions during every defensive possession. You know, you're trying to help people know where picks are and, you know, where the rotations are. I get that. But he screams the entire offensive possession, too, which I don't really get. And yet, off the court, he's been really calm. He has not gone any rants. He has expressed patience. So, I'm kind of waiting to see something behind the mask at this point, because I don't think we've seen the real him yet. And I know he's a good coach. I know that, and he's got tremendous young talent here. And it logically, at some point, this has got to turn, and they've got to start winning games, but it has not happened yet.
But when you talk to Carl Anthony Towns, who is an interesting and very aware guy from what I've heard, and you talk to Andrew Wiggins, do they know what they've gotten themselves into here? Do you think they understand Thibodeau yet, as anybody can?
That's a great question. These guys are not knuckleheads. Towns is a really sharp guy. Wiggins is a nice young man. Zach LaVine, who's the other 21-year-old who can score 20 points a game in the NBA, is a nice kid. They're all workers. They all care. You would think this would be the perfect marriage of young talent, remarkable young talent, and personality and coaching. And the reality is that no matter how much I like these guys, these young guys, they still don't really get how to play winning basketball. They still don't really understand situational offensive basketball. I mean, they get their points, but they don't really know when, you know, those possessions where you need to run 15 seconds off the shot clock and get a really good shot. They don't really know how to do that. And defensively, I think they're all lost. I think Thibodeau wants them to be, you know, I think he wants them to be Albert Einstein, and they are all, you know, just they're playing Sesame Street here. They don't really understand what he wants yet. And until that happens, it doesn't matter how much talent you have. You're going to give up 40 points every fourth quarter and lose.
You know what's interesting, Jim, is that every time I've watched four T-Wolves games this year, and I know I love punishment too, but everybody to a man, and sometimes the same broadcasting crew, talks about the great future of Minnesota. Does this change, you're observed, careful observer of this, does this change the trajectory? Is this going to take longer, or is that stuff nonsense? I mean, are these kids, in your mind, you know them, are they going to learn what it takes? You say they don't, defense, I believe that. I watch enough of them to know, I don't think you're in the right place there, son. To become the team that everybody in the NBA seems to believe they're still going to be.
Well, I went into the season thinking this was a 40-plus win team, a playoff contender. You know, just the talent is there. I mean, the talent is absolutely legitimate. Now, the flaws they have in terms of the roster, they don't have kind of a veteran guy who can translate Thibology into whatever language the young guys are speaking. The bench isn't as good as they expected it to be. Rubio has been a major problem. He's always been overrated in my eyes, and he does not play. He does not seem to know how to run Thibs' offense, and he's kind of being passive-aggressive as he knows that they've drafted his replacement, Chris Dunn. So there are a lot of little things holding this thing back. I will still go back to what I thought 2-3 months ago, which is if a coach of Thibodeau's caliber, who's won the league before, can't eventually win with these three young guys, then I don't know. I don't. Maybe we should all just stop making projections about anything.
We had all heard the rumors that, like you say, there isn't that veteran there to be a go-between, to translate to the kids, hey, you know, don't worry about coach, or all coach wants you to do is this. And there was all kinds of talk that he was on the phone. You know, he doesn't have to rely on John Paxson or Gar Foreman to shop for groceries anymore, and he can call up Peapod all by himself, and he was. He was pricing the markets, and there were some names here in Chicago that came up, so it spoke to me, to his level of impatience or his level of understanding. Maybe he's betting that there are some guys who might not get it, or he thinks they're closer now to being that player away from contention or competence. Maybe he thinks they're closer than I think they are, but he was at least exploring it, we're told.
Well, the organization's desperate to get anybody in the building to have some kind of actual optimism instead of just the pretend optimism we all had. And I think even though it might downplay it now, I think he thought that this is a, from what I've heard inside the organization, he thought this is a 45-win team with the right pieces. I know he wanted Pau Gasol badly. He wanted a few guys like that badly. He just thought, you know, you get the right guy in here. And frankly, this is where I'll bash Rubio again. You know, it's not like they don't have a veteran on this team. They have Ricky, their point guard is a veteran on this team. The point guard has played internationally since he was, you know, on big stages since he was 15. The point guard is known for making people around him better, and he hasn't. So the combination of Rubio failing at that job and the fact that Tibbs couldn't get another, you know, maybe some power forward to play that role as well, really has, it turns out, set this team back a little bit.
The hottest rumor that it was just a brief one was Jimmy Buckets. Man, for Wiggins. I'm sure you guys had heard this. I don't know if you wrote about it or whatever, but I mean, that's sort of an interesting proposition. But the word has been that Tom really wants Jimmy Buckets back. Like, he built him, he wants him back.
Good luck.
But it doesn't appear that's going to happen.
Exactly. I think Thibodeau would kill for Jimmy Butler, and I don't think he would have given up. I don't think he was willing to give up Wiggins. I think he was willing to give up the first-round pick this year and maybe something else. I'm sure he would love to give up the first-round pick this year and Rubio. He loves Butler. Butler would be perfect for this group, but I just don't see any way it happens.
Remember a conversation we had a long time ago with our guy Steve Ashburner from NBA.com, and it was comparing Tom Thibodeau and contrasting with Bill Musselman. And Bill Musselman, of course, the first head coach of the Timberwolves when they were an expansion team, and Thibodeau was on that staff. I had the, I guess you'd call it pleasure, of being around Bill Musselman during a very brief time when there was a Continental Basketball Association team called the Rochester Renegades.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill had come back to coach that team, so they were in our division. They spent a lot of time at that strange little building where they played in Rochester, and being, you know, watching Bill run some practices. And some of the similarities are really striking. And you can see how Thibodeau learned the game and how he learned how to see the game and where things are supposed to be and what a coach, how players are supposed to respond to a coach. I don't know how much time you spent around Musselman, but do you see that? And do you see that in amazingly in today's day and age in this NBA of the gazillionaires that they are and as connected and worldly as they are, how a relationship like that is still possible at all?
Well, one of the first things I did when I moved to Minneapolis in 1990 was go to a Timberwolves game with Steve Ashburner at the Metrodome. Bringing back some memories here.
Wow.
and I was around Musselman a little bit. I came up here to cover the Vikings, but I spent a little time around Musselman. I, of course, know 85 people who know Musselman. There are similarities. They want to win every single possession for the rest of their lives. They care passionately about defense. They want, you know, they want players who buy in. They're willing to sacrifice talent for the right mindset. All those things, there are a lot of similarities. Of course, the biggest difference here is Musselman, you know, he had some talent with the teams he coached in college, but in the pros, he had nothing. He was just inventing ways to win by 1 point, 30 times a year with absolutely nothing to work with. Now, Thibodeau does have the best young roster in the NBA.
He has,
and he knows it, and he admits it. There's no way around this. So this is, Musselman, the interesting thing is Musselman with this group would, no matter how much talent he has, would still be trying to beat you 72-71. I mean, that was just the way he did it.
Yep.
Thibodeau does want this team to run. He wants them to run. He wants to play up-tempo. He wants to take advantage of the talent. I mean, currently, Towns is one of the best running big men I've ever seen. And he can shoot a three-pointer. I mean, the talent, it really is remarkable. And Thibodeau wants to maximize that by increasing number of possessions and getting out running. And that, even that hasn't worked. You see, again, every game you see flashes, and every game you see a collapse.
I think for me, when I look at the Timberwolves and I look at what happened with the Bulls and how the experience here could inform his experience there and what the issue is with especially a young team, is finding the right balance between instilling a sense of on-court professional responsibility while still allowing them to make the game fun. Because something that happened here for a lot of guys was that they dreaded coming to practice. They dreaded even going to the practice facility to shoot on their own late at night because he never left. That light was always on. That by the end, they were organizing sort of off the books shoot-arounds on their own, going to a local private gym just to kind of get away from how oppressive it all felt. So I think what's going to be critical for the Timberwolves, and maybe this is just sort of the early growing pains of this. I hope that Tom Thibodeau appreciates that for some of these kids, they've got to enjoy their jobs.
No, you're hitting on a really important point, and one I've made before too. I, from what I've heard in the organization, he has not been an ogre during practice days and behind the scenes and films. What I've been told is he has been, I can't say lighthearted. I don't
Yeah, lighthearted, no.
He's been reasonable.
Okay,
he's been
reasonable. That's a good word.
He has not been. Now, he's not reasonable during games. During games, he is screaming the entire time.
Yes, he is.
And he's angry. And you can see at times this team, act the way, exactly the way you're describing those Bulls teams act. Just kind of going, oh my God, would he just shut up just for a minute? Now, I think he's tried to amend his behavior away, but he can't help himself during the games.
Jim, as always, we appreciate your time, my friend, and thank you for the kind words. And the Tom experience will continue to be great. No matter what happens, it will continue to be great.
And I will always tell you this, too, that as Terry moves on to bigger and better things, my hope is that, Jim, you will remain an eager contributor at times to the Scores Afternoon Show.
Oh, absolutely. No, I love the show, and I love contributing. So thanks for having me on. And, again, best of luck, Terry.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it very much.
That is Jim Suen of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, one of the good guys and one of the powerful and respected sports voices in Twin Cities. We are Boers and Bernstein, and I forgot to give away the haircuts, so we'll do that
for
next.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. I have them right here. I've got the two-pack of haircuts, and it's going to belong to somebody else in just a moment on the score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
Order now so you get it in time for Christmas.
Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. The Rams didn't want to fire Jeff Fisher. They went out of their way not to make changes. Owner Stan Kroenke was hoping for consistency with his coaching staff as the franchise moved from St. Louis to L.A. And maybe if the Rams were still in the nation's heartland, Jeff Fisher would still be the head coach. But the attention, the pressure, the expectations, they're all amped up in Los Angeles. That spotlight is white hot. The team can't get embarrassed at the Coliseum in front of L.A. sports fans and not expect fallout. Those sports fans don't need the Rams. They've got a zillion other options. But the Rams can't afford to lose them or their money. Not when they're building a multi-billion dollar spaceship in Englewood. Those bright lights of the big city also mean less patience for mediocrity. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday night, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Tracks, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, not fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualify buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot-fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop, in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago, and in Barrington at Route 14.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
CBS Wednesday. Two generations will clash. Calling you out. Millennials versus Gen X.
The millennials, they don't have a clue.
The older generations, they've been brainwashed. I'm calling you out.
Two tribes head to head.
Come on!
In a culture war for the ages.
Go, Gen X! Go, millennials!
I love old people, but I'm gonna beat them.
All new Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move.
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBSSportsRadio.com.
This week in 1951, Joe DiMaggio announced his baseball retirement. Arthur Ashe became the first black player to be ranked number one in tennis. This week in 1968. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team. O.J. Simpson became the first NFL player to rush 2,000 yards in a season. This week in 1973. This week in 1981, Muhammad Ali had his 61st and last fight. This week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
When you're magazine's publisher.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you're caller 6 to the contest line right now, 312-591-6700, you will win. And you say, what do I win?
Yeah, what do you win?
A 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Talk a little bit of basketball. The Timberwolves are in town. The return of Tom Thibodeau after his year away. His year of rest and recreation and observation and externships. And he was fit and he was tanned and he was smiling. And now he is fat and he is miserable and he is pale and he's screaming at everybody. But I think he's more comfortable that way, actually. Southside, Oliver, you're on the score.
Hey, how you doing? I watched every Timberwolf game. I still watch the Bulls, but they, you know, I kind of got ground down over, for the last maybe 8 years. But anyway, to make a long story short, Tim's is in the best possible position. Dunn, Townsend, and LaVine, those are going to be his main three guys. Wiggins, I don't know. Wiggins made a dunk the other night and skipped up the court. You don't do that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Okay, he's young, but see, look at the age of these guys. Dwayne Wade had to hire somebody to carry his bag of tricks. Plus, he's a Hall of Famer. These guys are in their 20s going up against guys who are weight rooms with legs. And for instance, if Wiggins does a 360, and when he come out of it, he's looking at a guy's navel, and his ball's knocked in the third row, he kind of just puts his head. That never happened in his career. You see what I'm saying? Whereas Dwayne Wade, if that happened to him, he look at you like, okay, next time down, pal. You know what I mean? It's an age thing. Gordy Jang is the youngest player on that floor, and he's 26. And he started playing basketball late in his life. So, wait, but I'm telling you, Dunn, Zach LaVine, and Cat, they're going to be the top three players on that team. But he still can trade Rubio. Tyus Jones is going to be a starter in this league. And he has pieces, and plus the draft pick, and not including Ricky Rubio. So he's still in a good position right now.
He's in a great position.
I think so. Oh, no, nobody's writing it off big picture, Oliver. And it's yeoman's work that you're doing watching that much Timberwolves basketball. But and the thing is, you can skip back down the floor as long as you're getting ready to guard somebody. I mean, yeah, it looks kind of clownish, but see, my experience with Thibodeau is you can be flamboyant on offense. There can be some my turn possessions in there, and he can deal with that. He doesn't really, he doesn't care. I don't mean that in a bad way. He's just not as concerned with offense as long as you're responsible defensively. As long, and that's if when you watch tonight, the Bulls just have to be patient, because if you get one help in recovery in a shot clock, that's a victory for the Timberwolves, let alone two or three. So if they if you just run your stuff, there's no way you're going to get multiple helps and recoveries in a shot clock.
Yeah, nobody's written them off. I mean, I don't think that. I just wonder if it changes their trajectory a little bit until when they actually get to the point where you start saying exactly that. You know, this is one of the best teams in the West right damn now. I mean, I don't. When you're 6-18. And you're struggling with every defensive concept that I've seen anybody the entire season.
The concept of standing in front of somebody?
Yeah, that to me is an issue.
The concept of putting your hand in someone's face when they're shooting.
Yeah, oh, these little things.
Right.
But yeah, I know they're terrific players. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. But and that's why I think before all said and done, they can all play defense well enough to make him happy. When that point will come, I don't know.
When we talk basketball, we always hear from Amir, and he says, I'll preface this by saying, I completely agree the Thibodeau experience in Chicago had run its course. The Bulls needed to move on from him when they did. My complaint is not that the Bulls moved on, but that they moved on to a buffoon. I get Fred Hoiberg, nice guy, good talker. But when I watch the Bulls play right now, two things are obvious. One, the veteran players, Wade, Butler, Gibson, Lopez, are doing what they think they need to win based on their previous experiences or coaching the NBA, not what this coaching staff is telling them to do. And two, the young players who don't have much benefit of pre-Hoiberg NBA coaching look like they have no idea what they're doing. This, to me, is the most damning thing about him, because given the young, malleable players that he's got, McDermott, Mirotić, Portis, Valentine, and then Snell previously, and the fact that all of them are bad, have not improved under him, is indicative of his inability. Thibs was exhausting, but I don't think one can argue about the young players that developed and improved under him, guys like Dang and Noah Rose and Butler and Gibson. I don't see any development of young players under Hoiberg close to what the Bulls experienced with Thibodeau. Yeah, Amir, and that's without bringing up some of the names you mentioned, coincidentally, perhaps, or causally, are when John Paxson turned over general managerial duties to Gar Forman, right? So there's that aspect, too, that these are not Paxson picks anymore as much as they are Forman picks. And I think the dearth of young players on the Bulls developing is alarming. Because if Portis is bad...
Yeah, he is. And backwards, going the wrong direction.
And McDermott just doesn't do enough to help you win. He just doesn't. Not yet. He did. And I know the concussion and everything else. Nice guy. Tries hard. But you're talking about a 6'8 guy for whom you traded up. Right now, if you start looking at the numbers of the guys they hear, after an update, I want to get back to that trade for a second, and we'll see what you think.
All right.
Scoreboard update.
2:31, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. We have pro basketball and a reunion over at the United Center tonight. The reunion is Tom Thibodeau going against some of his old players as the Minnesota Timberwolves are in town, and we'll hear from Thibs coming up at 3 o'clock. But right now, we hear from Fred Hoiberg, who talks about the Bulls' opposition this evening.
A team that's got, you know, really high-powered, athletic young players that do put a lot of stress on your defense. You know, it starts with obviously with Towns, with Wiggins, with LaVine. You know, any of those guys can go for 40 on any given day.
Yeah, all that individual talent, but it's yet to have meshed into a cohesive unit. Witness a 6-18 record tied for the worst mark in the NBA. As for the Bulls, Rajon Rondo will be a game-time decision tonight after tweaking his ankle in practice yesterday. Speaking of health, Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook, they're both much better, and both will be in the lineup tonight for the Hawks when they face the Rangers in New York. And the goalie matchup, once again, will be Antti Raanta and Scott Darling. Win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest now for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card. It's brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Don't miss outstanding year-end values during the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now at Auto House on Edens. Experience year-end pricing, lease and finance offers on our incredible selection of Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at autohouseonedens.com.
And at 2:34 on The Score, you were saying?
I was saying that the Bulls made the deal for McDermott, and they traded to the Nuggets on draft night, right? Mm-hmm. Because the Nuggets picked him 11th, and he was traded along with Anthony Randolph for the Bulls' first-round picks that were 16th and 19th and a future second. So the 16th and 19th became Jusuf Nurkić and Gary Harris, right? Gary Harris. I want to say that those are the two guys. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm just trying to go from memory here. That Nurkić is the 7-foot, 275-pound center.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, he's averaging 10 points and 7 boards a game in 21 minutes and shooting 53% from the floor. Okay?
Gotcha.
I mean, that's 10 and 7 in 21 minutes, and he's a rim protector.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Harris last year averaged 12 points a game. He's been hurt this year. He's only played in 5 games, but he is at 10 points a game. Last year, he averaged 12 points a game and shot 54% from the field and 35% from 3, 82% from the line. That, what would you rather have right now? Nurkić and Harris or McDermott?
Those two.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
And that is...
that's my guy, too. It's painful.
I know, but that's understanding that McDermott is, and I'm going to give him every benefit of the doubt, as a work in progress, and he's...
I think, you know, it's just that every time it seems like things are getting better, things get worse quickly for him. I mean, every time there's something where there's a glimmer or something, that, and then all of a sudden he's gone. He's gone again. So, I mean, it's just very difficult. And, I mean, what his job is, it's really, I mean, a job that most somebody in, and I'd love to say, hey, you know what? You go in there and you score. Score the basketball, son. That's what you have to do for us. That's what we want. I don't care what else you're going to do. You can do this, you can do that, but score the basketball. And that's the thing that's disappointed me the most, because I don't think he's been very good at that either. It's like, oh, man. And every time he starts to get a hot streak or get a little bit better, has a decent game, and then all of a sudden he's not there. I just, it's been very frustrating. As well, I'm sure a lot of NBA teams over the years have been frustrated with various other players with the same kind of thing, where he's just never there. He never reaches what you thought he was going to reach.
And I always thought, when I saw McDermott and considered what he could be, that when you compared him to a guy who was right next to him for a while here in Mike Dunleavy Jr. And Dunleavy's a little taller and was a higher pick, I think second overall, right? Mm-hmm. Or third overall.
Yeah.
That McDermott's 6'8", you know, and you would think that there could be a little something more than just a specialty player, than just a spot-up shooter, just a guy for whom you've got to run a series of screens when he comes in the game. And
but right now, you'd settle for that.
Yeah, and he'll, you know, sometimes the shot's falling, and he's, I will say this, he's not bashful. And none of his difficulties have stopped him from taking the shots I expect him to take.
Right.
That's what you're in there to do, keep pulling the trigger on it. But, man, it's... For a lottery pick, I need to see other things other than just be a spot-up Kyle Korver type. Other things that can be done to help me win games night in and night out, develop into something that matters more. And I don't know what you do with Portis.
I don't know what that's going to be either, by the way. Yeah, I have no idea what that's going to be.
The Portis thing is frightening. And that's why the Bulls' overall lack of athleticism and they're just the below-the-rim-ness.
The whole bench.
All of it.
just
the whole below the rimness of their game. And it seems like every night you see another guy on the opposing team where you go, oh yeah, that guy who's running by him or dunking on him or, you know, throwing down a tip dunk over somebody's head and climbing up Nico's beard. And
no, he's, you know, not exactly.
No, that's another one. What do you get?
Where's the next step for that?
Right. Right.
When's the next step? And that's a guy, by the way, the only time you notice him is when he's scoring. And he's had some of those games last year, obviously. He's had one this year, was fairly decent. But you talk about not progress. This guy's played a long time, though. He's been in Europe for a long time. And he's not, you talk about not making anything to help you for the most part. To me, it's a disappointment. I mean, the whole bench.
Football talk comes your way after the top of the hour with our buddy Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout.
Always
second half at 3:30. Mark Schanowski with more Bulls at 4, and then Hub comes your way at 5. Boers and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. You're listening to WSCR, The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, Chicago bull riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m., or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago and in Barrington at Route 14 and 59.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m., or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
Former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer died of a suspected heart attack at age 50 this week in 2002. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK.
Got Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. A couple things I haven't gotten to. Got a couple minutes here. Just a second is all I need. I wanted to thank Phil Arvia from the Daily Southtown. And known him a long time. And he called a couple weeks ago and wanted to do a story on me. I said, that's really a waste of space. But he did it anyway. And I thank him for that. Very fair. And I actually wrote a column for today. I didn't know when it was going to be posted. Apparently it was posted yesterday.
It's terrific. It's terrific.
You really liked it.
I loved it. Loved it. Yeah. It was about John Glenn and the nature of heroism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried. I had all these silly concepts in my head. You know, when you have all this swimming around in your brain, sometimes it turns out okay, and other times you want to hit yourself in the head with a mallet when you get done. And that one, I couldn't tell which one was which. And the other thing is I've had people ask me, hey, numbnuts, yes, are you really going to be at Real Time? Because it's been on the station. And that would be December 22nd, and the answer is yes, I am. I'm going to, I finally have a time where I feel comfortable going out. I can't this Friday have a bunch of, oh, God, another awful Friday. So anyway, but Thursday, yes, I will be at Real Time. It will be your final chance to see me on remote, although there will be a final show on January 5th, and I'm not sure what the details are going to be, but there will be some announced as we get closer to that date. And I've already seen the guest list for that. You're on the guest list for that day.
I am?
Yes. Are you available January 5th?
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm busy.
I'll get around to it. I'll see what I can do.
He's mapping out a game plan for Doug McDermott. There's no time for this crap.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do for old Doug. Yeah, but people should check that out. I'm going to retweet that. I know the Score actually sent it out because you still don't have a Twitter account. I don't know why.
Leave me alone. Nobody wants to hear from me. I just do it, you know, to amuse myself when I get bored sometimes. And I had all these random thoughts, ... in my head. And I tried to piece it all together. I'm not sure I did. But anyway, I posted that, and John Glenn, part of so many lives, so many people's lives in this country, and particularly the baby boomers of our world right now. And you know, we're all living longer, I hear. But anyway, 95 is pretty good.
Actually, we're not. The American life expectancy actually went down this year for the first time in a long time.
Is it 78?
It took a tick back because of white people and opiates and
white people and opiates.
No, seriously, it's really been part of the problem. It's been, they say, the causes of death have not. It's been heart disease, obesity, alcoholism, suicide. What do they say? The despair related causes, the huge swaths of America being sort of caught in the middle of thing, not being able to afford proper health care and not being able. Yep. Well, I don't think you quite get it.
I kind of get it.
Believe me. Unless you're in Appalachia and you're
well, no, your I just kind of get some of the inherent things that can happen. I get it.
Some people, and that was the estimation as to why life expectancy this year actually dropped in this developed country. In Crystal Lake, it is Nick on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Terry, great to hear you back. You know, sorry that you're going to be going. I've been listening to you since 92. Before that, I read you in the Sun Times all the time. So that's my disclaimer for what I'm about to say, because I learned at your feet. You know, Dan, although I understand your point that a lot of the strange moves the Bulls have made were made after Pax turned over control to Gar Forman on the team. One thing I can't understand Pax allowing to happen is, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the main reasons he has the job today that he does is because after Jerry Krause ran Phil Jackson out of town, he went to Ames, Iowa.
He didn't run Phil Jackson out of town.
Well, they mutually separated.
Yeah, that was it. It was over.
He went to Ames, Iowa, and hired his buddy as a coach. And you would think Pax would never allow that to happen, allow Gar Forman, forget the Ames, Iowa connection, but allow him to pick a coach simply because he was his buddy, a guy who had turned down an interview at Golden State because
if John Paxson didn't want Fred Hoiberg to be head coach, he wouldn't be head coach.
And that is an indictment against him.
So you've made up your mind about Fred Hoiberg already?
I made up my mind basically when he was hired that they never considered anyone. There were no interviews. This was their guy. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he made up his mind. Yeah.
Failure. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a move like that.
All right, well, if you've made up your mind on Hoiberg, I mean, you're sort of starting from a different spot here.
You're not the first one I heard say that.
You're allowed to, but if this is sort of a retroactive judgment based on the fact that you've already decided that Hoiberg is a failure, that's sort of a self-fulfilling proposition you're taking on here.
Well, he's certainly fulfilling it.
I think one thing for sure they wanted to do was we just talked about what Thibodeau was like to play for when he was here, and they were so tired of him. It was such an oppressive atmosphere that you want to kind of hire the opposite this time, which a lot of teams do. And Dan's right. If John Paxson doesn't want him here, he wouldn't be here. Trust us on this. He wouldn't. And I don't know if it's damning Paxson or not, but I mean that's just, you know, hiring a coach is tricky. Sometimes it looks like it's so easy. Nah, I know that guy can really coach. I've watched it. I've done it for years, and I really love what I see. Okay, and you can be just as wrong can be. And I don't know one way or the other about Fred. I know last year was certainly a rough ride for him and an eye-opener. Do I think this year's going any? Sure. But do I think that this team ultimately is really good? No.
I also am not sure, as Amir put it in his email, that ultimately the Hoiberg judgment is going to be in the development of some of these young players. Because the real fear for the Bulls right now has nothing to do with this team. No. It's nothing to do with Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade.
Rajon Rondo, come on. Just testing you.
It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with what's coming. Who's developing?
What's in the pipeline?
Who's getting better? Because other teams are going to get really, really good. Giannis Antetokounmpo is starting to figure it out.
Oh my lord!
And you know what he's done? He got in the weight room. If you look at some side by sides of his upper body compared to what it was, and the one aspect of your game that can get better with practice is an outside shot, and hell's coming to breakfast if he gets that. You can forget it. If he starts being a guy that you have to guard outside of 15
feet. Pretty damn good
feet,
without it, actually.
I know he is.
Once he adds that, he puts up numbers almost every night now. He is a terrific young player. But I there was a story written the other day about the Bulls bench. And actually sort of complimentary, not over the top or anything. But I'm thinking, God, when those guys come into game, I go get a soda. I mean, are you kidding me? Do I really want to see that bench play? Do you?
No. There's always something horrible
Duck.
With it. Whoa, look out!
Ducks!
Whoa!
Oh my God, what?
Yeah,
I just don't see it.
It's very difficult when you know that you're going to have to monitor Dwayne Wade's minutes very, very carefully.
Sure you
and
do.
You'd love to play him all game because there's been moments where he's just been brilliant. I mean, where he just
yes, he has.
With it looks like he's the same guy snaking his way to the basket, slithering to these open spots mm-hmm. on the floor as only he can.
Still doing it.
But
just can't do it for 48 minutes.
And he's not going to be doing it in the middle of April. Not at this rate. At some point, you should be very excited about having not enough minutes to play all the guys you want to play. And the Bulls are very far from that point right now.
All that being said, they have the fourth best record in the East, don't they?
Yep. And Rudy says, yeah, that's the other big problem with the Bulls is that Schuster's future all-star Nico just blows. How many calls were taken to this show about Nico and or the Charlotte pick for years and years, and it ends up being a big pile of nothing. And yes, yeah. The movie changed with more likable actors. Fred can smile, not coach. Derek isn't saying something stupid. And Wade has replaced Joakim Noah in every David Haw column about a basketball player helping fight Chicago crime. But it's still a bad movie. Yeah, and there's still that question of, are they trying harder certain nights against better teams and not trying as hard against worse teams?
The bottom line is it's still irritating, and it's mm-hmm. just in different ways.
It's not as irritating, though.
Not as, nowhere still near. Irritating.
It's nowhere near as irritating. And as long as there's another guy kind of down the road there in your division, none of it matters anyway. That's the larger point.
And is he, 31 now?
Yeah, but he's also a much more aware 31, and he's not chasing any regular season records.
He's not.
He's not chasing streaks. You know, let Russell Westbrook do that, because that dude is burning like a supernova right now. He's not human. I don't know. He's like Wolverine. So I don't know. At some point, he's just going to explode. There might be just something not made
the
same way.
What a dope idea to watch. Oh, my God. You don't have to know a damn thing about anything.
No.
To turn on the TV and watch the Thunder play. You don't have to know a damn thing about anything. I don't know if you've ever seen a basketball game in your life. Just do that. Do yourself a favor some night when you see him, whether it's TBS or ESPN, whatever. Just do that.
And
do yourself a favor.
You'll know who to watch, and it's not Enes Kanter.
No.
You can watch him, because he's not bad. There's a guy jumping over people and ripping people's faces off. I mean,
other than that, there's really nothing there to see.
Matt Miller will talk football next with Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m., or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap, because you know this, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And please,
it's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Xfinity's popular in-home internet service with speeds,
but we can help make that same time productive with opportunities for growth by creating safe and enriching programs for our youth. From after-school programs to summer camps, these out-of-school experiences contribute to a child's success. Let's work together.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship.
Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Numail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Numail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
It's safe. No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome. They are open every day. Confidence? Well, that comes free with every haircut at Sport Clips. The guy's smart stylists will sculpt you into a thing of power and confidence. There are large...
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you